high.
从年初到现在，我们的负担还是一样。
From the beginning of the year to now, we have the same message.
我们盼望教会里头每一位弟兄姊妹都认识什么是基督在我里面。
And I hope that everyone will learn what it means to have Christ abiding us.
我们信了神。
For when we believe in God,
也信了他的儿子耶稣基督是他所差来的。
And we also believe that His Son, Jesus Christ, is sent to us.
耶稣基督被差来到地上。
Jesus Christ is sent to this land.
为我们成全了救赎。
To complete the saving.
他今天还住在我们的里面。
And yet today He still lives and dwells in us.
每一个圣徒在主的面前过生活的凭据，是因为我们里头有基督。
For every saint, the assurance of living before Christ, living before God is that we have Christ in us.
基督在我们的里面成为我们每一个圣徒的荣耀盼望。
For when Christ dwells in us, it becomes a glorious hope.
但是我们不是停在盼望的里面。
But yet we do not stop there.
我们还要一起来看我们一同怎样生活在主的面前。
And we want to learn how to live before God.
所以我们知道我们认识基督在我里面只是个开始。
So we have to recognize that Christ dwelling in us is simply just a beginning.
神的目的是要我们真知道我们如何在基督里。
But the eternal purpose is that we have to learn how we can be in Christ.
从我变成我们需要我们亲自来走路。
From me to become us, it requires us walking together.
从圣徒每一个觉得自己的需要，到我们觉得我们的需要需要一个看见。
From just the needs of an individual to become the needs of a group, it requires a vision.
所以我们讲基督在我里面讲了四次。
So we have already talked about how Christ is in us four consecutive times.
今天又是一个新的开始。
And now is another beginning.
我们要开始讲我们在基督里面。
We're now going to start talk about how we are in Christ.
请我们一起来翻开圣经，约翰福音17章4到5节。
So let's open up our Bible, John chapter 17:4-5.
有圣经的请读圣经，没有的话，我们可以照着节目单或者看打出来的字幕。
And then I ask you to open up your Bible if you have one or not. Please look at the projector screen.
我们翻到，请我们一起来念。
So let's read.
约翰十七章四到五节
John chapter 17:4-5
认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生我在地上已经荣耀你你所托付我的事我已成全了我们读创世纪3:6-7
Genesis chapter 3:6-7
女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，有个人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下来果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了。才知道自己是赤身肉体，并拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。21节。
21.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。23节。耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他所自出自土。约翰福音1:49-50
，John chapter 1:49-50。
拿单也说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。”感谢神，我们得着基督就得着永远生命。
So, thanks to the Lord, if we could receive Christ, then we could receive eternal life.
在我们这一头相信就得着了。
Because in our side, if we believe, then we receive.
本来我们都不相信。
In the beginning, no one believed.
有一天，神差遣他的圣灵来摸我们一下。
Until one day, the Spirit is sent by God to touch us.
忽然间，我们从一个不信抵挡神的光景，忽然间信了。
Then all of a sudden, we change from non-believing to believing.
这个是一个在灵里头的相信。
So this is a belief in the spiritual.
这个是一个新生命的本能。
And this is the instance of the new life.
我们可能都不会解释它是怎么样的一回事。
Maybe none of us can explain why this would happen.
但是一个相信了的人就重生了。
But then for someone who believed, that person is now reborn.
因为他现在的生命向着神是打开的。
Because now his life is open to God.
从前我们向着神的生命是关闭的，并且是背向着神的。
Before our life toward God was closed, and in other words, we turn our back against him.
我们借着简单的一信就接受了耶稣的生命进到我们的里头。
But now with a simple belief, now his life is in us.
成为我们里头的新生命。
And became the new life.
但是在神的那头要给我们一个新生命不是那么简单的一件事。
On his side, it was not easy for him to give us this new life.
神为了我们要有一个计划。
For God has to have a plan in order to accomplish this.
神要先把我们制造成为人在地上。
For God first has to create us as men to be on this land.
神为了这些人能够接受他的儿子。
And then for this, and then to prepare us to receive His Son,
神一直来为我们安排我们生命的遭遇。
So God has prepared all these conditions for us.
好，就好像父母爱他们的儿女一样，为他们儿女每一步都有着想。
Just like how the parents love the child, they prepare all the different circumstances for the child.
但是无论神怎么样爱他所造的人，
But doesn't matter how much God loves His children.
当一个人不认识神的时候，他就怎么样都不认识神。
When a person chooses not to know God, that person will not get to know God.
但是神不会说，因为他的他造的人不认识他，他就放弃了。
But then God would never abandon the people just because the people don't know how to choose.
他差遣各式各样的先知。
Then God sends all these different prophets.
在各种的场合里头要来对人说神是怎么样来对待我们的。
So that in different conditions, they could tell us how God wants to treat us.
人就是不信。
But that people still don't believe.
有许许多多的见证说神是真的。其他都是虚谎的。
Even though a lot of testimonies proclaim that God is true,
人不信神的时候还是不信。
But when people choose not to believe, they don't believe.
直到有一天神要亲自来到地上。
So until one day God has to come to this land himself.
神儿子成为人的样式。
So that he has to take on the image of man.
来到地上与我们一同生活。
Come to this land to live our life.
他所说的，他所做的，都为了拯救我们。
For whatever he does, whatever he speaks of, he does it to save us.
但是人听见耶稣所说的，看见耶稣所做的，还是不认识神。
But yet people see and hear Jesus, yet they still don't believe.
不认识神是一件事。
For not knowing God is one thing.
抵挡神又是另外一件事。
But to reject God is another thing.
所以人不认识神，很自然的，神要说什么，他们都拒绝。
So simply, when people don't believe in God, whatever God said, they would refuse.
有时候我们不一定很拒绝神。
At times, we don't refuse God.
神给我们所有的好天气，所有的好祝福，人间的好生活，我们都愿意来接受。
When God gives us the great weather, when God gives us a great life, we choose to receive.
人不是那么笨，人要好处。
For people are not stupid, they would like to receive the great thing.
人要祝福。
And people want to receive the blessings.
但是还是不要神。
But yet, they receive all these and still choose not to believe in God.
神的儿子来到地上，人也不要。
So when the Son of God came to this land, people refuse.
人要耶稣的祝福。
For people only want to receive Jesus' blessing.
人要耶稣医治他们的疾病。
And then they only want His healing.
人要吃耶稣的五饼二鱼所变的许多的食物。
And they want to eat the food from the 5 bread and 2 fish.
有好处，我们人没那么笨，我们要。
For people are smart enough that we would want to receive the great things.
但是还是不认识神，不要他。
But yet we still choose not to receive Christ Himself.
神的儿子只有一个办法。
For the Son of God then only has one way.
因为人的罪实在深的没有办法说得完。
Because our sin is so deep that we cannot explain.
不认识神是一句话。
For not knowing God is one thing.
抵挡神的情形是各式各样。
But to refuse God is in all of our conditions.
每一个人的生命, 每一天的生活里头, 就有好几件事情可以来抵挡神的。
For every day in each of our daily life, we have different conditions we could refuse God.
人的罪数不完啊。
For we have countless amount of sin.
而且人活得越长, 他的罪的累积就越多。
So furthermore, as our life grows longer, we sin even more.
没有办法怎么样一件一件的罪去赎他。
So it is basically uncountable for how many sinful things we have done.
要能够把这样子的人挽回来, 神只能做一件事情。
So in order to save all these dreadful sinners, there's only one thing the Son of God can do.
就是一次过替所有的人赎了罪。
It's just that He has to redeem us one time.
神的儿子在十字架上为我们成为罪。
So the Son of God went on to the cross.
神一次过审判了全人类的罪在他的儿子身上。
So that his son received this one-time judgment from God.
神不替我们解决罪的问题，我们永远不能够认识神。
Because if the matter of sin cannot be eliminated, then we can never be close to God.
但是神已经在十字架上为我们解决了罪。
But now that God has already redeemed us from our sins on the cross.
那今天我们就有一个责任。
So today, now, we have the responsibility. The responsibility to know why God wants to save us.
我们蒙属神的儿女今天到底在地上应该做什么?
So as now the children of God, what are we supposed to do on this land?
神的儿女跟世人不一样。
For the children of God are different from the people of the world.
世人还是要祝福。
For the people of the world are only seeking for blessings.
世人要好的。
And the people of the world only want great things.
还是不要神。
Great things, but not God himself.
既然基督徒说要神的话,
So now if Christians proclaim that we want God,
那我们就一起来看, 这位我们要了的神是到底是怎样的一位。
Then why don't we find out who this God is that we are trying to find?
从前我们不认识他, 在抵挡他的时候, 他竟然没有放弃我们。
Before, when people refused to accept God, He still chose to have us.
今天我们蒙赎了,
and now that we are redeemed,
我们的罪已经不在我们身上,
and our sin is no longer bothering us.
神已经赦免我们一切的过犯,
so now God has already forgiven us of all of our sins.
那我们现在坦坦然的无罪无牵挂, 那我们到底应该 怎么样用我们的自由?
So now that we may come boldly before God,
世上的人, 他们是在神面前赤身肉体, 他们竟然不知道。
For the people of this land are naked before God, and yet they do not know.
但是所有世人, 头一次得罪神, 不要神的时候, 他们自己知道, 他们是在赤身肉体的光景。
But now when they realize that they have sinned before God, then they will realize that they are naked before God.
创世纪那里我们知道, 我们的始祖因为不听神的话,
In Genesis, we know that our ancestor, they did not follow God's command.
不听神的话是一件事,
For there is one thing that you do not follow the command.
简直是要做神相反的事是另外一件事。
But now if you choose to do the complete opposite, that's a different thing.
他们那天就神说不能吃，吃了必定死，他们偏偏要吃。
So that God, that day God told them, do not eat, if you do, then you will die.
吃了之后呢，他们的生命忽然间跟神断了关系。
So now that they eat that fruit, their life is now separated from God.
正常的人，正常的生命跟神的关系是对的话。
For if someone has a rightful relationship with God,
正常的人是觉得神，不觉得自己。
For someone who has this rightful relationship, they would think of God.
当我们跟神关系有破坏的时候,
But now if our relationship is damaged,
忽然间我们不觉得神，我们只觉得自己。
Then now all of a sudden, we don't feel of God anymore, we feel of ourselves.
亚当跟夏娃, 本来只觉得神。
For Adam and Eve, before they would only be aware of God.
他们生活在伊甸园里头，逍逍遥遥，自自在在，没有觉得自己有什么需要，有什么困难。
So for when they were living in the Garden of Eden, they never pay attention to what they need.
神给他们的使命，他们就去执行，是理所当然的事。
For when God gives them a commission, they would just go and execute it.
他们没有自觉这样子的一个情形。
For they were not aware of their own.
但是当他们一抵挡了神，做了神禁止他们做的事的时候
，But now once they went the opposite way of God's command, once they refused God's command,
忽然间他们的眼睛明亮了，圣经说
，And all of a sudden now their eyes is now open.
眼睛明亮不是看见神的永远旨意
，But then their eyes is now open to see the eternal command of God.
眼睛明亮不是看见什么是罪，什么是仇人，不是看见这些
，And then when their eyes was open, they did not see the matter of sin.
他们看见的是自己赤身露体。
But now what they can only see is that now they are naked.
人很聪明。
For people are wise.
当我有问题的时候。
When I see that there is trouble.
当我有自觉发现自己的问题的时候。
And when I'm aware of my own troubles.
一个跟神关系不正常的人，他们就马上有下一步的行动。
Just like for someone who has a damaged relationship with God, they would do this one thing.
他们的行动就是去补救。
Is that they would try to cover it up.
好，我们就怎么样？他们是怎么样补救的呢
？So how do they cover up what they did wrong？
他们去采了叶子来自为自己啊编成一个裙子。
So that they started to sew together fake leaves to put together long coverings。
啊，这个忽然间发现自己赤身露体。
And now that they realize that they are naked。
现在要遮盖一下。
So that now they only want to cover it up。
这个遮盖是被。是给自己的知道的。
And this, to cover it up is basically a self-awareness.
他们其实一面穿了裙子，一面知道在神面前不可能这样子遮盖的。
And one thing they know for sure is that even though they cover themselves up with leaves, they still cannot cover themselves up from God.
所以当神一说话的时候
，So that when God speaks,
亚当你在哪里
？When he says, "Where are you, Adam?"
他们不是穿了裙子跑出来，我在这里。
They did not just run out with their leaves.
他们是怎么样躲起来
but what did they do? They hid.
因为穿了裙子还是知道自己是赤身露体的。
Because even though they cover up with leaves, they still know that they're naked underneath.
世上所有的人在神的眼光中都是赤身露体的。
Just like how all the people in God's eyes, we are all naked.
约翰福音第一章那里说到有一个人他知道自己是赤身露体的。
So in the Gospel of John, it talks of one person that knows that himself is naked.
那个人的名字叫拿单叶。
And that person is Nathaniel.
拿单叶那个时候扶着无花果树在那个底下叹息。
And that, at that moment, Daniel was underneath a fig tree.
我们是神的选民，神的百姓。
And he said, we are the chosen people of God.
但是我们今天是在仇敌的国里头被掳了。
But yet, we are now in the nation of the enemy.
我们的神不晓得在哪里，怎么样不来拯救我们。
And he said, we don't know where God is. How come God is not here to save us?
Oh, 以色列的王在哪里？
Oh yes, where is the king of Israel?
他在无花果树的底下叹息。
And when he was resting underneath the fig tree,
他知道他在神面前，在人面前没有遮盖，他是赤身露体的。
And he knew that he was naked before God and before the people.
很稀奇。
But amazingly,
他没有看见神为他做什么。
Amazingly, he did not see what God has done for him.
他只有一个自觉，觉得我不能这样子。
For he has only this one self-awareness and said that I cannot be like this.
神的儿子远远看见他。
And then from far away, the Son of God saw him.
所以当主说我远远看见你的时候。
So when God said, I saw you from afar.
你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。
And then I already saw you when you were under the fig tree.
拿单叶说了一个最大启示得着启示的话。
And then Nathaniel said of this one great thing.
他说你是神的儿子是以色列的王。
And Nathaniel said, Rabbi, you are the son of God. You are the king of Israel.
何等感谢神。
So how thankful we are to God.
这个人的眼睛开了。
For Nathaniel's eyes was opened.
他的开眼跟亚当夏娃的眼睛明亮差别何等的大。
For his opening of Nathaniel's eyes is so much different from the opening of Adam and Eve's eyes.
天然的生命有时候得着一个灵感，他们好像看见一些事。
So when our natural life, sometime when we are touched, we would see of something.
他们去做许多的事，地上的丰功伟业都是这样子做
出来的。And then based of this one vision, they would do a lot of great things on this land.
但是最大的事是真的灵里头眼睛开了。
But then the greatest things of all is that when your spiritual eye is opened.
看见我们原来有一位神，他先看见我们。
And then we will recognize that it is God who has first seen us.
约翰福音17章说到耶稣说认识你独一的真神。
So in John chapter 17 it says,you have to know the only true God.
并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
这就是永生。
For this is eternal life.
这里主耶稣是主耶稣的在临上十字架之前跟在门徒们面前的一个祷告。
So this is a prayer that Jesus had before he went onto the cross.
主祷告的话不停在这就是永生。
And then, to continue the praying is to have eternal life.
他下面一句非常宝贝。
And then the next, verse is very, beautiful.
他说，我在地上已经荣耀你。
He said, I glorify you on earth.
你所托付我的事，我已成全了。
Having accomplished the work which you have given me to do.
神的儿子来到地上，他第一个目的是荣耀神。
For the Son of God, he came, his first purpose is to glorify God.
一个人受造的第一个目的、责任、使命也是荣耀神。
Just like when a person is created, his first purpose is to glorify God.
但是我们不认识神，在拒绝、抵挡他的时候，怎么样荣耀他呢？
But now, if you're in the condition of not allowing or refusing God, then how do we glorify him?
只有神的独生子他一人成全神的使命。
So there is only one person who is the Son of God that could accomplish the work.
他说，你所托付我的事，我成全了。
He said that I have accomplished the work which you have given me to do.
神的儿子被差到地上来要拯救我们。
For the Son of God is sent to this land to save people.
神把我们这些信他的人都放在主的范围里头。
So that he put all of the people in the boundary of God.
主就一一的来拯救我们。
So that God will save us one by one.
而且他已经得了一个把握。
And also, now he has accepted this assurance.
所有父所赐给他的，他一个都不失落。
For all the people that God has given him, he would not miss one.
而且要拯救我们到底。
And furthermore, he will save us until the end.
神的儿子多么的奇妙。
For the Son of God is marvelous.
如果地上有一个人是真正自由的人，神的儿子绝对是最自由的。
So if there is one person on this land who is the most free, it would be the Son of God.
因为他像罪、像世界上像一切的引诱，他都是自由的。
Because this Son of God is free from all the temptation and sinful matters.
他在神面前与神同等，他也是自由的。
Because before God, he is on the same position.
他像我们这些不堪的罪人，他绝对是有自由的。
And comparing to us the dreadful sinners, he is the most free of all.
但是他有那么多的自由，他都愿意放下。
But even though he has the most freedom, he is willing to put it down.
为了荣耀神。
Just so that he could glorify God.
为了拯救我们。
So that we can be saved.
为了要我们一个都不失落。
So that none of us will be abandoned.
他把主权让出来。
So that he has given up his sovereignty.
完全交给父神。
He has completely bestowed his sovereignty to God.
没有人可以夺他的命。
For no one can take his life.
是他自己舍的。
But he is willing to lay it down.
耶稣基督是永远生命的原因。
For Jesus Christ is eternal life.
因为他可以舍，他也可以取回来。
Because he could lay down and he could take it back.
这个生命到永永远远都是那么样的真实。
For this life is the eternal life and is the true eternal life.
今天我们信了神的儿子，我们 得了永远生命。
So now today, if we believe in the Son of God, then we have this eternal life.
我们就知道我们都是自由神的儿女。
Then we know that we are the children of this free man.
永远的生命可以为主舍，也可以在主面前取回来。
So that we could lay down our eternal life, at the same time, we could take it back from God.
所以今天每一位神的儿女，只要相信神的话，
So today, as each of the children, if you believe in His word,
你也可以舍，你也可以取回来。
And then you could lay it down and take it back.
那一天，拿单业说，我，你是神的儿子，是以色列的王。
Just like that one day when Daniel said, you are the son of God, you are the king of Israel.
主耶稣对他说，
Then Jesus said,
因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？
Is it because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree and you believe?
将要看见比这更大的事。
For you will see greater things than this.
我们很难想象认识耶稣是神的儿子，是以色列的王，还有比这更大的事吗？
So it is hard for us to imagine that knowing Jesus is the Son of God and the King of Israel, is there a greater thing than that?
在地上最大的是神的儿子，从天降下来的神的儿子。
Because on this land, the greatest thing is that Jesus Christ as the Son of God came.
在这个世界上，对一个犹太人来说，没有比以色列的王更大。
And then on this, in this world, there is nothing bigger than the King of the Israel for the Jews.
拿单业忽然间认识耶稣是神的儿子，是以色列的王，还有比这更大的吗？
So now that Nathaniel all of a sudden recognized that Jesus is the Son of God and the King of the Israel, is there a greater thing?
耶稣基督竟然是这样子对他说， but then, 你将要看见比这更大的事。
But indeed, it is exactly what Jesus said to him. You will see greater things than this.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brother and sisters,
我们基督徒不是常常只是地上的小民。
For we as Christians are not always the little people of this world.
是，我们是很卑微的人。
Yes, even though we are in a very humble position.
但是神的儿女不能够失去我们属天的尊贵。
But then as the children of God, we have this heavenly, essence in us as well.
我们在地上是微小的人。
So even though on this land we are the little people,
但是我们自愿意卑微，是因为我们看见我们的身份是那么样的尊贵。
But we are willing to be humble because we know that we have this precious position.
神的儿子开了我们的眼睛。
For God's Son opened up our eyes.
叫我们认识他是以色列的王。
So that we would see that he is the king of the Israel.
也是我们圣徒里头每一个的王。
And also as the king of every one of us.
基督在我里面的目的就是在我心里头要做王。
And that the purpose of Jesus coming to this land is that he could be the king of us.
当我们愿意为我们的王舍了我们的性命，我们就可以取回来。
Now, when we're willing to lay down our old life before God, then we could take back a new one.
每一个圣徒都愿意为主舍命，为众圣徒舍命，我们也就可以取回来。
So now, when everyone is willing to lay down their own life for the others, Christians, then we could take a new life back.
问题是，我们有没有这个舍跟取的看见跟自由？
Now, the problem is, do we see and recognize of this laying down and taking it back?
我们说舍命好像是一件很难的事。
So it might be very difficult for us to lay down our life.
原来是因为我们的源头用错了，接错了，那绝对是难舍命的。
And because if we do not understand the true origin of why we have to do it, then it will be very difficult for us to do.
在这个物质的世界里头，一毛钱就是一毛钱，一块钱就是一块钱。
And in this materialistic world, a cent is a cent and a dollar is a dollar.
你要舍一毛一块可能比较容易。十块呢？
Maybe it is easy.
一万块呢？
Maybe it is easy for you to put down a dollar or $10. But are you willing to lay down $10,000 or $100,000?
那我们常常用钱来衡量。
So now a lot of time we use money as the unit of measurement.
有些说这个是小钱，有些是说啊这个是太大了不能舍。
And people may say that it is easy to lay down a small amount of money, and this is a big amount of money that I can't share.
问题是。我们里头有没有这个自由？
So now the question is, do we have this freedom to lay down?
小孩子舍一块钱很难。
For a little kid, it is difficult to lay down even $1.
在座的这里 每一位舍一块钱不是太难的事。
But now everyone who is among us, maybe it is not that hard to lay down $1.
等有一天我们都长到神儿子丰满的度量。
So now one day when we become, we have the full capability of sons of God.
那天我们就真知道舍性命原来都不是很难的事。
Then maybe on that day we will recognize that laying down the life might not be that difficult at all.
因为什么时候舍就什么时候可以取回来。
Because whenever you choose to lay down, then you have the freedom to take it back.
那你说顾弟兄这样讲好像有点大了。
Then maybe you would say, Brother Cool, this is rather difficult.
弟兄姊妹，主的应许是更大的事。
But then, brothers and sisters, what God has promised us is greater things.
我们今年的夏令会就要说将要做更大的事。
For this, the topic of a summer conference is that we can do greater things.
今天我是打一个头那个广头一次的广告而已。
So today I'm simply just giving you an introduction.
你要做更大的事，先要看见更大的事。
For you to do greater things, you have to first see the greater things.
盼望我们有机会一次一次在夏令会之前，我们慢慢更多了解更大的事。
So I hope that before the summer conference, we will learn of this greater thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要有渴慕，我们要知道，虽然卑微，但是我们是很尊贵的，我们是。做更大的事的材料。
So brothers and sisters, I ask you to have this longing. Even though we're humble on this land, we do have this great position to do greater things.
我们要做事，第一个开始一定要看见。
For us to do something, we have to first see something.
所以好不好，我们的心里头都要跟主说，主啊，我愿意看见。
So how about we all say to God that we want to see?
然后今天的题目我们要看一看。怎么样的所谓的舍，怎么样所谓的取回来。
So today we're going to learn how do we lay it down and how do we take it back.
怎样是不为自己编造裙子，而是把主权让给神。
So how do we not make long coverings with fig trees, but we give a sovereignty to God.
一个真愿意接受自己的事实的时候，
For someone who is willing to accept exactly who they are.
明白自己是赤身露体的人。
And to understand that we are simply just naked.
这个人就在主的面前会得着遮盖。
And this person will now receive the covering from God himself.
因为神本来就准备好遮盖我们。
Because God has always prepared a covering for us.
所以当那天主把亚当夏娃差遣出去伊甸园的时候
So on that day when God sent an Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden
神给他们换了一套衣服
God has given us this new type of covering
本来是穿着无花果树裙子的
Before they were only covering themselves up with fig tree leaves
但等他们神差他们出去伊甸园的时候神是给他们穿上皮子做的衣服
But now when God sent them out of the Garden of Eden He has given them the garment of skin
我们的神为所有的罪人准备好遮盖。
For God has already prepared a covering for all us dreadful sinners.
问题是我们愿不愿意脱下我们无花果树的裙子。
Now the question is, are you willing to put down your fig tree leaves?
然后穿上救赎羔羊的皮子做的衣服。
And to receive the garment of skin from the sinner's man.
给我们读圣经加拉太书三章二十六到二十九。
So let's read the Bible, Galatians chapter 3, 26 through 29.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
你们
For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise.
只有儿子可以承受产业。
Only the descendants could receive the inheritance.
奴仆不能承受产业。
For the slave do not have the right to receive.
只有父亲可以把产业传给儿子。
And only the father can give his inheritance to the descendants.
这里说你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For here it says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
这里的儿子是众属，是众子。
And notice that the son in here is sons.
说到是我们。
He said he talked about us.
我们这些信基督耶稣的人都是神的众子。
For us, the believers are sons of God.
怎样成为神的众子?
So how do we become the sons?
怎样得着产业?
How do we receive the inheritance?
这里说我们在基督耶稣里都成为医疗。
He said that now we have all become one in Christ Jesus.
要从过去的我变成现在的我们。
From before, it was only me. Now it became us.
这里有一条路,
there is a path between the two.
这条路就是基督耶稣,
and this path is Jesus Christ.
不在基督耶稣里的都是散散的一个个的我,
for someone who is not in Jesus Christ are just individuals. They are different eyes.
在基督耶稣里的都成为什么,多少? 都成为一了。
But then now in Jesus Christ, all of us has become one.
虽然是一,
and even though there's one,
却不是一个个的我,
but it is not a group of individual of eyes.
这个是一个在一里面的我们,
but it is an us that is in one.
那在这里头一件事我们要做的是什么?
So in here, what is the first thing that we have to do?
我们信基督耶稣,
is that we will have to have faith in Christ Jesus.
我们就受洗,
so that we could baptize into Christ.
所以信受洗一件事,
so to believe and to baptize is one thing.
真的信一定会受洗,
for someone who believes will be baptized.
受洗的人不一定是信了,
but even though on the other way, if you're baptized, doesn't mean that you believe.
所以只要我们真的看见神的儿子是为我赎罪神的羔羊他是我的遮盖,
so now if we truly see that Jesus is the Lamb of God, is a covering,
你相信在神的面前是个罪人,
and if you believe that you are a sinner before God,
你要求主遮盖你的赤身肉体,
and if you want to ask God to give you a covering for your naked body,
我不能再漂流在这个世界上是单个的一个人是赤身肉体的多难看,
and no longer I would like to wander in this world as one naked man.
而且我信神的儿子为我死在十字架的上,
and also I believe that Christ has put down his life for me on the cross,
他一次永远洗净我的罪,
and on this one time he has redeemed and forgiven us.
只要我每次我都承认我自己的罪,
and if every time I'm willing to accept that I'm a sinner, then now I have become cleansed.
真的信就真的受洗,
for if you believe, then you can be baptized.
有些人为了要搞身份,
but for someone, maybe they want a citizenship, so they get baptized.
反正受了浸我就是基督徒,
then maybe if I'm baptized, then I'm already a Christian.
慢慢再来搞清我有没有信,
then maybe slowly I would want to choose if I want to believe.
这是很危险的事,
but this is a very dangerous path.
这是主不容许的事,
but it is something that God would not allow.
这是教会不能够容许的事,
and it is something that the church will not tolerate.
一定要是信,
for you have first need to believe.
信耶稣基督,
you have to believe that Christ has already redeemed us of our sin.
你怎么信呢?
So how do we believe?
你有没有认识自己是罪人?
Do you first recognize that you are a sinner?
你不认识自己是罪人,赤身肉体,
if you don't recognize that you are a sinner who is naked before God, then why do you need to believe?
信他可以祝福你,保佑你,恩待你,这个不叫信。
Are you only believing him so that you could be blessed? That is not belief.
因为拜偶像的人也是这样信。
Because someone who worships idols has the same practice of belief.
我们在神的面前是一个看见,一个相信。
For before God, there is one belief and there is one vision.
拿单也看见了, 他就信了。
For Nathaniel has the vision, then he believes.
主说话, 他听见了, 他就信了。
When God speaks, he listens, then he believes.
这样子的人, 因为信了, 他就愿意受洗归入基督。
For someone who believes that way, then now they can be baptized into Christ.
这里加拉太书告诉我们, 受洗归入基督是怎么样一回事?
So in Galatians, it tells us how to be baptized into Christ.
原来是, 就好像穿衣服一样,
it's just like how we put clothing on.
就是把自己的无花果树裙子脱下来,
just like how we first have to take off the long coverings of the fig leaf.
穿上在基督里为我们预备的袍子,
then put on this garment of skin that God has prepared us.
所以在加拉太书这里说, 受洗归入基督的就是什么？披戴基督了。
So in Galatians it says when we baptize into Christ, we have clothed ourselves with Christ.
今天是母亲节。
So today is Mother's Day.
还有几分钟我就要下来。
And then I only have a couple minutes left.
为什么呢？因为今天是母亲节。
Why? It's because it's Mother's Day.
啊，儿女们很爱他们的父母。
For some children love their parents.
我们教会里头也不是不懂人事的教会。
And in this church, we also deal with worldly things.
虽然跟真理没什么关系。
Even though it has no relationship with the work of God.
虽然这个习俗跟教会没什么关系。
Even though this custom does not have a direct relationship with the church.
但是我们有人情味。
But yet we respect it.
因为我要找个理由来解释这件事。
And so that I'm going to find a reasoning to explain to you.
干嘛一定要庆祝母亲节呢?
Why do we have to celebrate the Mother's Day?
夏娃害得我们还不够吗?
If didn't Eve already done great deeds to damage us?
啊，但是呢，既然现在呢，我们要讲一点人情味。
But now we're going to talk about love, a people, worldly love.
为了孩子们的缘故。
And for the sake of our children.
也给他们有机会献上一点对母亲的爱。
And to give them a chance to show the parents their love.
这个也不是不能做的事。
For this is something that we would like to do as well.
所以今天早上呢，在路上听见一个广播。
So this morning I heard this broadcasting on my way here.
那广播就说母亲节最大的意义是什么？
And he talked about the biggest meaning of Mother's Day.
最大的意义就是教我们爱母亲。
And the biggest meaning is that we will learn to love our mother.
但是他说更重要的一件事情是什么?
But what is the even more important thing?
是母亲爱儿女。
Is that the mother loved their kids first.
但是比这个事情更重要的是什么?
But there is one more thing that is even more important than that.
母亲应该去爱父亲过于爱他的儿女。
Is that the mother is supposed to love the father more than their children.
所以他也是从人要信主的事把它变成是主的真理主的话。
So that indeed that is another thing that we could turn from our earthly thing to godly things as well.
主的话就很简单。
For God's work is simple.
叫我们爱神过于自己的丈夫妻子儿女父母兄弟姐妹等等等等。
Is that we would love the father more than anyone who is around us.
但是母亲节是现在不是为了我们，是为了我们的孩子。
So that Mother's Day is not something for us, but for our children.
他们还不懂真理，所以可以做这件事。
For they do not know the truth yet, so that they could do these things.
我盼望我讲得很坦白，教会应该不做这种事。
So I come boldly to work you, to let you know that this is not something that we should practice.
但是为了不是太懂真理的孩子，可以做母亲节的庆祝。
Again, because it is for the children, then we do it for them.
好，话要转回来。
So now let's come back.
我们怎么样收尾？今天还有两分钟。
So I have two more minutes.
我们信耶稣，我们就脱下自己的衣服。
So when we believe in Christ, then we put down our old clothing.
我们按主的话，我们穿上基督。
And with God's words, now we put on this new Christ.
以弗所书四章二十四节。
Ephesians 4:24.
并且穿上新人。
And put on the new self.
这里一起来念。
Let's read. And put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
哥罗西书三章十节。
Colossians 3:10. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices, and have put on new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge, according to the image of the one who created him.
总的来说，我们脱下自己的旧人和旧人的行为，有一个积极的目的。
So in conclusion, we put down our old self for only one purpose.
愿意脱下的就是舍己。
Because when you're willing to lay down your old self,
舍己包括舍己，舍弃自己的所有的一切。
When you laid it down, that means you laid everything down.
世界上好的不好的我们都舍了。
For on this world, doesn't matter if it's great or not, we put it down.
为了我个人好的不好的我也舍了。
And doesn't matter what it is, we put it down.
为什么?
Why?
为了要赢得一个新生命。
Because we want to have this new life.
脱下的目的是为了穿上。
For what we put down, we get to put on a new one.
主的血洗了我们干净的目的是叫我们能够彰显他的荣耀。
For God's blood given to us so that we could put on his glory.
圣经不是消极的。
For the Bible is actually proactive.
主为我们解决了消极的目的是要我们能够进入积极的。
So God put down our passive self so that we could take on the active one.
好，最后我们说一下这几个信息以后要怎么讲下去。
So where are we going with this?
在基督的里面，跟在母亲在家里考虑的事情其实差不多。
In Christ, it's just like how a mother is at home.
母亲常常为我们考虑的是我们的衣食住。
The mother would always worry about the children's food, clothing, transportation, and shelter.
顾到我们衣食住行的母亲是好母亲。
But this mother who worries for us the four things, that's a good mother.
啊，我们应该爱母亲。
For we should love our mother.
我们的母亲不比神大伟大。
But understand that our mother is not greater than God.
母亲顾虑我们的是今生的事。
Because mother could only worry about the things of this life.
属灵的母亲就要体贴神的事。
But our spiritual mother would care about the eternal things.
就要考虑我们怎么样带领我们的儿女，叫他们认识在基督里的衣食住行。
And would worry about the children in spiritually or eating, food, clothing, shelter, and transportation.
在基督里，第一个考虑是。脱去救人和救人的行为。
So in Christ, the first thing we have to do is lay down our old life.
穿上基督。
And put on Christ.
叫我们能够在主的面前、神的面前是一个有遮盖的人。
So that we could have covering before God.
母亲要对儿女们说这件事。
So mother should preach this to the children.
那我们就在神面前服侍了我们的儿女。
So that now, before God's eyes, we have did a service to our children.
我们要从雅各他一生的故事来看，在基督里的衣食住行。
So from the life of Jacob, we will learn how we could receive the food, shelter, transportation, and clothing from God.
所以如果大家有机会的话，可以从创世纪27章一直看到创世纪的结束。
So now, if you have a chance, I ask you to read Genesis chapter 27 to the end of Genesis.
主若许可，我们有日子。
So now, if God is willing,
我们盼望一起来明白我们在基督里怎么样成为一个。
I ask that we would learn how we can become one in Christ.
不再是孤孤单单为自己奋斗的人。
No longer are we working for our own self.
乃是在神的国里头成为一家人，成为一个人。
But now in the nation of God, how we could work together as one.
雅各一生的故事就是从我变成我们。
Because the whole life of Jacob talked about how we could turn one into us.
我们的神是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神。雅各的神。
For our God is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
神应许给亚伯拉罕是叫他怎么样应许的？
For what God has promised Abraham.
叫他看。
So that Abraham can see.
看见的就是他的。
And whatever he can see becomes his.
以撒是怎么样得应许的？
And how Isaac received his promise.
神应许给他，你住的地方是给你的。
So wherever Isaac lives become his dwelling place.
神怎样应许给雅各得着地？
How God promised Jacob.
神很稀奇的话说，你躺卧的地方是给你的。
So that God says, wherever you lie, it become your dwelling place.
今天我们躺卧在基督的里面。
So today now we dwell and rest in Christ.
我们愿意放下自己，受洗归入基督。
When we are willing to lay down and be baptized into Christ.
当我们从基督里头起来的时候，我们是穿上基督。
So now when we rise again from God, we now put on Christ.
成为一个新人。
And become this one new life.
在未来的日子，我们将讲这件事。
So now that's what we talk about in the future.
我的讲台今天完了，现在请后面的小朋友可以进来。